I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Mike Haas sitting in for Steve Geller this evening and Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter Charlie Long in the booth. And we're talking LSU and Clemson tomorrow at 6:30. It's the Battle of the Tigers and the Battle of Death Valley. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, joins us. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. How's it going?
We are good, man. Jeff and I are ready for some college football. Big weekend. Tulane at 11, LSU tomorrow. If you look at their schedule, I mean, they get at Alabama, you know, the ranked teams now, you know, 8, South Carolina, Florida, A&M, Ole Miss, and then to start off at Clemson, number 4, trying to end a 5-game season opening losing streak. That's not the place I would pick.
Yeah, no, you're right on the money. When you look at this schedule, it's certainly daunting. Once you get to the middle of it in that SEC play, that cream of the crop portion. But you start things off, top 5 opponent, obviously Clemson this weekend, Kate Klubnik, Dabo Sweeney, et cetera. It set the stage for a primetime slate. Excited for it, man. Excited for it.
Yeah, you know, Kate Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, like I'm curious, how do you view that matchup? Who do you think has the quarterback edge? Because it's going to be kind of fascinating to watch Nuss and how – his draft stock even kind of fluctuates throughout the season. Because, I mean, like this time a couple years ago, no one was really talking about Jaden Daniels as a Heisman candidate, as a top 3 draft pick, but that's what he ended up being. I feel like Nuss is kind of on everyone's radar in a way that Jaden never was. And I don't know, does that add more pressure? Is it you know, he can go talk to his dad down the street coaching the Saints, I guess down I-10, I should say. Like, where do you kind of view that quarterback matchup?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, it's really two Heisman hopefuls. These are two guys that when you look at those preseason Heisman kind of betting odds, they're at the forefront of the conversation, specifically Nussmeier. This is a guy who has all of the tools to be a top 5, top 10 draft pick if he pieces everything together. He has all the weapons. He obviously has the experience now with 1 year under his belt. This is a player that has all the intangibles to be a true threat in 2025, and same goes for Cade Klubnik. This is a player who's a little bit more dynamic than Garrett. Obviously, he had over almost 500 rushing yards last year. That kind of escapability is what makes him such a lethal threat with the ball in his hands. So the two guys are extremely talented. Garrett has that touch. He has the arm strength, can put the ball wherever he wants. That's what Cade Klubnik is still advancing in. But on the other side, Klubnik has the ability to really extend the play. And that's what we haven't seen from Garrett Nussmeier quite yet. So you can compare and contrast both of them pretty tediously, but at the end of the day, these are two extremely talented quarterbacks that are obviously whoever plays the best, that's the one that's going to get the win. These two quarterbacks are sensational. It's going to come down to who plays better this weekend.
Unfortunately for me, the image I have stuck in my head from LSU last year is Jalen Milroe and the 4 touchdowns, 185 yards in Tiger Stadium. So they go out, you know, working to rebuild the LSU defense, Blake Baker, huge transfer portal class, not surprisingly. But will can they stop the quarterback run? Can they stop the run in general? I mean, you know, because if you can't do that, man, nothing else matters a whole lot.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money. And you can talk about, of course, you can talk about Jalen Milroe, Marcel Reed, Lenoris Sellers. You go down that entire schedule, and LSU struggled with mobile quarterbacks, those guys that can kind of extend the play and do it all with their legs. LSU struggled in the biggest way last year. And from a personnel perspective, they wanted to be aggressive but didn't have the personnel to be aggressive. Fast forward to the transfer portal, and you go out and get guys like Jack Pyburn from Florida, Patrick Payton from Florida State, Bernard Gooden from South Florida. You got guys that can now get in the backfield, slow down the run, and keep tabs on these mobile running back or these mobile quarterbacks. So for me, they went out and upgraded from a personnel perspective. Blake Baker has showcased the ability to be aggressive. Now it's about utilizing the players that he has on this roster to do just that. Cade Klubnik's a guy that can really escape, get out the pocket. It's about keeping him in check. You have a healthy Harold Perkins in your back pocket now. And I don't think enough people are really talking about what he provides this defense. I know that when you look at the numbers, they haven't been as flashy as they were that true freshman campaign. But he's bounced back from this torn ACL, has looked the part during camp, looks like a complete player. You have him spying Cade Klubnik to keep him in check. I think it puts your defense in a really good spot to be effective.
No, I agree with you. I think people are sleeping on Harold Perkins. Like, just I think he kind of fell off the radar with the injury, but it's like this is a guy we were talking about as a top five pick a couple of years ago. Like, he was legit getting that hype, and I think he's going to remind people this year why that is. But my question, you know, it's kind of a broader question. Obviously, it's not the end of the world if LSU doesn't win tomorrow with the expanded college football playoff. You can go 0-1 and easily still make it in. It's not even a conference game. But it does kind of feel indicative that 0-3 record in opening games, and they're not exactly taking the easy way out by scheduling a cupcake game, which they definitely could if they just wanted to end that skid. But, you know, as far as Brian Kelly is concerned, what is your frustration level in terms of – or what do you kind of view the frustration level as in terms of – you know, with that expanded playoff, LSU fans are going to expect to be in that every year. And you can only go so far not getting into the dance before, you know, people are going to be calling for heads, right? Like, that's kind of the give and take of that expanded format. When it was only four, you can be like, oh, we had a great season. We didn't get in there. Maybe next year. It's like with 12, it's like if you're LSU and you're not in there, every season is a failure. So I guess how long does that get to run out? Is this kind of a do-or-die season, or do you let this thing keep running and let him build the program? Because, you know, it's easy to lose perspective on that. It's only been 3 years. You know, you do have to give a guy time to build, but Tigers fans aren't exactly patient in that regard. So where do you see that?
Yeah, man, I think when you look at it, LSU hasn't won a season opening game since 2019. It's been 5 years. They haven't gotten over the hump in that regard. Three of them under Brian Kelly's watch. And now you enter the 2025 season with an $18 million roster, right? You go out, you attack the transfer portal, you bring in a ton of defensive weapons, like you just alluded to a second ago, to really up the personnel for this team. You bring back Garrett Nussmeier, a ton of receiving threats, and you even go out and add a couple as well through the portal to really boost that spot as well. So for me, when I look at LSU this season, it's definitely a college football playoff or bust season. You got to get over that hump. That's the expectation in Baton Rouge. When you have the talent level that you have, you bring back Blake Baker, Joe Sloan at the coordinator spots on the staff. You upgrade a lot of off-field positions to really get this thing going from a front office perspective. You're aligned. And that's the word that Brian Kelly's talked about since the first day he stepped on campus at LSU, is making sure that the alignment is correct in order to get this thing steered in the right direction. They've done that so far. From a roster construction perspective, it looks the part. Your off-field staff, your on-field staff, everything looks the part. Now you got to go and make it happen. And it starts with week one at Clemson in order to try to get over that first hump of winning a week one game and then see where it takes you. Try to continue to coast and really make it happen come SEC play. But, man, it's a college football playoff or bust season for me, that's for sure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they wasted no time, the Tigers, last year, as soon as the season ended. I remember Deuce and I were still doing Saints Friday shows, and they had picked up Nick Anderson, Barry and Brown. I mean, they knew what they needed from a wide receiver standpoint, and they went hard early in that room.
Yeah, I think it's an understatement, man. They went nuclear in that spot. You know, you go out and get Barry and Brown, a true speedster from Kentucky, a guy who's a really solid special teams threat as well, a really nice specialist in the return game. So that gives you a boost in that area too, just utilizing his versatility. But then you pair Nick Anderson in that wide receiver room too. It's a 6'4", 215, 220 pounder who can really go up and get the ball at the second floor. A player who was sensational with Oklahoma in his true freshman campaign. Battled the injury bug last year, of course, but he's looking fully healthy now. This is a guy that they're excited to get back out on the field. So you pair those two newcomers. You bring in Destin Hill as well, who's a guy that you can utilize as a project to try to see what he can be in the future. Those are three fresh faces in a wide receiver room that brings back Aaron Anderson, your leading receiver from last year. Of course, you bring back Kyle Parker, Chris Hilton, Xavion Thomas. I mean, you can go on and on, man. This wide receiver room is lethal. Garrett Nussmeier has an embarrassment of riches to utilize this season. It's going to be fun to watch them spread that ball around because you certainly got the talent there. It's about Garrett Nussmeier making the proper reads, upping that decision-making, which is obviously his kryptonite from last year. Got to make sure that he's on par with his decision-making. He's got the receivers to do it, and it makes it really exciting to see how that offense pans out.
Yeah, you just mentioned a lot of the names there. It seems like every great LSU offense, you see someone kind of ascend into that kind of superstar category. We saw it in 2019. You had multiple guys. You had Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but even like Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, a couple years back. Like, who on this LSU team do you see as having the potential to be, by the end of the season, a guy we talk about for some of these end-of-year awards, you know, maybe can push themselves into a high draft pick category? Like, whether it's a wide receiver, running back, who are you kind of looking at to take that leap this year?
Yeah, I'm looking at Aaron Anderson to once again take that next step. Obviously, last year, he really burst on the scene and looked the part. He's your leading receiver, obviously, so it's not that bold of a take per se. But he's a player that this LSU staff trusts tremendously. He has rapport with Garrett Nussmeier. I really expect Aaron Anderson to play a pivotal role in what this offense does. But Barry and Brown, man, I have been just taken aback by what he can do with the football in his hands. And I think you're going to see a lot of that this week at Clemson. You want to get the ball out in space quick, utilize screen plays so that Barry and Brown can just turn it upfield. So I think Barry and Brown's a guy that can really ascend in 2025 with Garrett Nussmeier throwing him the ball. He's had some really good seasons while he was at Kentucky prior to making his way to Baton Rouge. But, man, he didn't have a quarterback of Garrett Nussmeier's caliber throwing him the football. So now you utilize Garrett Nussmeier to his advantage. I really think Barry and Brown can be a guy that takes the top off the defense, a true vertical threat. I wouldn't be surprised to see him also ascend and take that next step and start to see his name cruise up draft boards as well.
So tomorrow, Texas and Ohio State are playing, but for just even a casual fan, you could have, you know, from Clemson alone, three players taken in the top 10 of the draft. Klubnik, their defensive tackle, Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, the defensive end, and then you throw Nussmeier in there somewhere. I mean, his draft stock could go sky high. You could have four guys maybe in the top 10 of next year's draft. That's a pretty impressive way to spend a Saturday night.
Yeah, it is. And you're right on the money there. There's a reason why that game between LSU and Clemson is going to have the most NFL scouts and the most NFL personnel in attendance. There's going to be a ton at Ohio State and Texas, don't get me wrong. But when it comes down to numbers, the most NFL personnel is going to be at that Clemson-LSU game. So I think they're right on the same page with you. I think they agree with you. I think those organizations are ready to see what these guys are made of. Obviously, we know what Nussmeier can do, right? Cade Klubnik as well. But then you have guys that are looking to take that next step once again. And, of course, T.J. Parker. Can't not talk about Clemson's front without talking about Purdue transfer Will Health as well. So they've got a ton of guys that are prepared to kind of take that next step this year. NFL personnel is ready to watch it happen. There's a reason why there's going to be so many in attendance this weekend.
Yep, look forward to it. Been a lot of pressure on LSU's O-line. They only gave up 15 sacks. Clemson's got a new DC, Tom Allen. See how aggressive he is. It's a great atmosphere. If you like LSU football, you would at least appreciate Clemson because it's a great atmosphere. Should be a good game. It's Zach Nagy at ZNagy20. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys. You have a good weekend.
You as well.
Thanks, Zach.
Tomorrow night, 6:30, LSU and Clemson. I've been to the school. Never been to a game there. Have you ever been to a game there?
I have not. I've been to Bryant Denny. Is it still Bryant Denny?
Alabama.
Oh, that's Columbia. Jordan-Hare? No, I can't remember. That's
Jordan-Hare
is
Auburn.
I can't remember the name, but to save my life. But I have
just
been out
there. Just names. I can give you
Columbia. It's one of those two-name fields. I've been there, but I have not been
I will watch the talking text line. It'll pop up here in seconds.
Yeah, you're right.
I can assure you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.